Now I'd like to share with you advices on how to transform setbacks into success. There will be setbacks, and when a setback strikes, it often strikes in multiples. It's up to you as to what you make of the challenge that comes your way. Will you turn your setbacks into opportunities for growth, change, or courage? Or will you let these stumbles get you down, or even worse, keep you down and convince yourself that this is just not for you, whether it is a business, whether it is studies, whether it is a relationship? Every day offers you the opportunity to ask yourself, will I let this make me better, or will I allow this to make me bitter? The choice is ultimately up to you. Even when you choose better, it's easy to feel discouraged. So if you're aiming for better, but stuck, feeling a little bitter at the moment, then there are a few tips that can transform your obstacles into the way forward. Point number one, when in doubt, pause. There's a really interesting human reaction to stress that makes us want to flip out when something goes wrong. It goes back to fight or flight stress response. But it doesn't always help us. Let's take flight itself as an example. When you're flying an aeroplane, one of the first lessons you learn is that overreacting on the yoke will cause more problems than good. In the majority of flying scenarios, keeping a loose grip on the yoke or even letting go at a certain time, though counterintuitive, is actually safer. The airplane wants to stabilize and you're freaking out could cause you to jam the controls too forcefully and overcorrect, sending you into a stall, spin, or crash. It's the same thing when driving. If you hydroplane or hit ice, the worst thing that that you can do is freak out and jerk the wheel in the opposite direction. What is the best thing to actually let go or gently steer into the direction of the slide, not away from it? But if you're caught in the ocean current, guess what? Staying calm is still the right reaction. By letting yourself get pulled out in the riptide, you can conserve energy and then calmly paddle parallel to the shore safely. So when things are tough and you're facing a difficult problem, sometimes it's best to take a deep breath, collect yourself, and go along with where the challenge is taking you before you make any decision. If you freak out and overreact to setback, you will overcorrect and make things worse. So the first point is, when in doubt, pause. The second point is that when you're facing challenging times, know that you're in good company. The best in the world faced all setbacks into success. Let's look at the business world. Richard Branson, for instance, has never let a setback get in his way of trying something he wants to do in business or in his life. He always never let a business failure set him back or keep him from continuing to explore whole new territories. Cola was a disaster, but the airline worked. If he had been bitter about the soda, maybe he wouldn't be enjoying our incredible Virgin flights around the world. When you know that others have faced challenges and come out of it ahead, it's comforting. Being able to study how others have overcome can help you to set the framework in your brain for tools and techniques on how you can get better and discover success in spite of setbacks. The third part to deal with setbacks, whether it is in business or any other aspect of your life, is never give up. It's the oldest piece of advice out there, but for good reason. When you give up, you give bitterness total power over betterment. There's a great saying that how you do one thing is how you do everything. If you allow bitterness into one area of your life, be warned, you will allow it to start seeping into all areas of your life. A relationship didn't work out? That's okay, a better one is on its way. A business funding setback making you feel upset? That's natural, but remain focused on the solution. Setbacks may mean you have to start over on a project, or even that you have to admit defeat on a business idea, but never give up your enthusiasm. When you stay positive and stay in the game, you open yourself up to possibilities. So what we've been sharing with you is on 3 points on how to overcome setbacks in any aspect of your life, and in fact how to turn that into successes. You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam.